Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Online at ustruckaccessories.net.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oakland Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
You fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Yeah, boy!
All right, Morning Mayhem fully assembled here. David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, Christian Weaver. Looking forward to seeing Justin. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but our man Steve Qualls, Mr. NASCAR, our NASCAR expert, has designed some cool coffee mugs that I think we should get close to putting out there.
Cool.
I don't know when he's supposed to put those out for sale.
I don't know.
If you want a Morning Mayhem shirt, if you want a Morning Mayhem mug, we've got those through a design lab, so take advantage of that. Actually, Steve's going to be hanging out with us this week, isn't it?
What?
Yeah, how about that? We got to put a little Family Feud coming up shortly, brought to you by Southern Bank and Chris Roberts. Appreciate their sponsorship. Chuck Gatlin will be coming by. Ron Humphrey from Middleton Heat and Air, man. Air conditioners are working overtime right now. I mean, I'm telling you, I bet you they've got 9 gazillion calls at Middleton every day. How many units do you have at your house? You probably got multiple, I would think, just because your house is so big.
I don't know, because we have geothermal.
Remember that, Roger?
It's a whole different thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who was the guy who used to do geothermal?
So I don't even know.
On a Saturday morning, he would call
Doug
in.
Doug Rye.
Don't we have a clip from Tommy? Yeah, had a fake call from Tommy. See if you can find that, Rog. While you're doing that, I'm going to read some messages. Our buddy Neil Arisman, the head coach at the Trojan wrestling team, he'll be with us too, Rog.
He's
part of the Hatcher crew. He said, I got you with Flow Sports account. I got one when they stream everything wrestling. Yeah, they do a lot of wrestling. They do that baseball tournament
every year, pretty much.
Yeah, Justin, the one in Texas. Yeah, that they.
Yep.
Yeah, they do it. You listen. Nobody likes doing it, but if you're going to watch, that's what you have to
do.
But
you do.
That's
it,
right.
Yeah.
Here's one. I grew up going to the carpet water slide at Willow Springs. We lived in the Southwest in the '80s. By the way, I think, according to somebody, a girl died out there, and then 2 years later, I think somebody died again. That's why they ended up finally shutting that thing down.
Is that on Ouachita?
No. This is out in it's just Southwest Little Rock. It's a sort of a.
What
was the name again?
Willow Springs.
Willow Springs. Yeah. I remember that for some reason.
It's a popular
that name.
It's right out. What is it? Canis, I think. One of the roads off of 430, right, Roger? And it's not that far. And it's a cool little layout, but. Something happened that got that.
Oh, it's still open?
No. When it killed that first girl, and it was some kind of brain eating amoeba.
Yeah.
Killed the first girl.
I think that's where that was.
Yeah, I think it came back a couple years later and did it again. I think that's when they.
Yeah, it was one of my good friends, who you guys know. His mom used to teach the girl or something to that effect. That it seemed like it happened maybe 10, 12 years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could be mistaking that with something else.
No, I think that's about right. I think it was 2011 or something, I think was the date they sent. Someone said, you guys hear about the boy that did the cannonball off bluff on the Buffalo River. I think he broke 3 vertebrae. We were talking about Roger. He needs to know how deep the water was. This guy said, the boy that jumped off landed in the water. It was deep enough. It was just the impact of the water. People don't realize, man, if you're up high enough and you hit water, it's like hitting the ground, man. It's. Mm-hmm. You can injure yourself, just jumping off.
That's what they say, right?
Yeah, or you're
dead before you hit the water jumping off the Golden Gate
Bridge. That's right.
Or maybe I don't know what that means.
If you point your feet
down. Yeah, you have to jump a certain way to be able to break the.
So, Justin, I was saying earlier.
How about those divers that we see that, dive?
Out of the helicopters and stuff?
Well, yeah, they have to dive a certain way and they die.
So, earlier we were talking about cannonballs. And do you remember the term jackknife or can opener, Justin?
Yep.
Yeah, it's one leg out, you could generate
and
the
one
most,
leg bent up.
That's right. You could generate. I always thought that was a cool just to do it because it looked cool. You could generate and you could lean back and get the most splash if you weren't heavy. Here's one. Speaking of jumping off things, we had a buddy there in our 20s that jumped off the bridge at Lake Norfolk. As we drove across, he hit the water and it gave him, it messed him up pretty bad. Someone says the scarier thing than water moccasins. We mentioned earlier, somebody mentioned they thought a girl had died out there by eating, by getting bit by water moccasins. But that, and Roger goes, no, that's actually Lonesome Dove.
That might be. I mean, I'm not saying that didn't happen. I don't know.
he said the scarier thing of water moccasins was pulling up to Magic Springs Water Park and seeing five church buses in the lot. Here comes the dirty diapers in the water park. I guess if you got a lot of families from the churches and they all file in, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Let's see here. 661-103.
I don't know. Is there a water park where we're going?
Justin, I mentioned earlier, because you're in the business, about Ella Langley. I don't know if you've heard the numbers on her song, Choosing Texas. So it's been number one on the Billboard Hot 100 15 weeks. I think she's passed Mariah Carey's We Belong Together and Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You. The only one that's got more, it's been on longer, you know, like Roger said, depends on what the chart is. But Mariah Carey's holiday classic, All I Want for Christmas Is You. But that thing is that Choosing Texas is number one on streaming songs for a 16th week and hot country songs for a 33rd week. I mean, that's amazing that song has been that popular that long. I think it's a really good song. I didn't know it would be that big of a hit. So I don't know.
The ones that turn into like that,
yeah,
nobody knows.
You don't know.
Have you been around her at all?
Have you been around Ella Langley or no?
You know, I think I've met her years ago, maybe, but I really don't remember. I don't know her.
She's so hot now, Justin. I think over at Simmons Bank Arena. Not only did she sell out the show like in like 1 second, you know, that they had a wedding list that I think was up to like literally 85,000 people. No joke. Gee, so she has become.
It's crazy, man. It's a different world than when I started, you know, with the internet and the whole
thing. That's right. Yeah. Let's just say, too, you know, she's easy on the eyes, if you will. I'm just saying.
I don't see beauty.
She's cute, but she's not like Shania Twain in 94.
Well,
I mean, you know what I mean?
Who is?
Yeah.
Although, have you seen her lately?
She looks good again.
You know what, she's going a little edgy. She's going a little too edgy in the attire.
I don't like, you know what?
Yeah, have you seen her, Roger?
Yes.
Bring on the edge.
She is our age. She's 60.
I don't want the pants to be that short on her.
A couple other things.
I don't want to see old lady legs.
Justin, I was talking about, someone asked this. This was a question on the internet that's been making the rounds.
Or a golf skirt.
What's something you're very good at, but you don't talk about because people might not ask, wouldn't believe you or whatever? Like, here's some examples. This guy says, Guitar Hero. He said, I am the best ever at Guitar Hero. Here's one. I'm good at untying tight knots. I love people who can untie knots. I give it to like, I go to Jessica. Women usually are good at making
fingernails. I give up very easily. Wow. I don't have any patience.
Okay. that's your deal. When the string comes out of sweatpants and hoodies, you got to weave it back through. I don't have the patience. I don't even try. I know.
I just throw the string away.
I know. Someone says
there's a certain accomplishment you get.
You'd be willing to try it, right?
What do you mean?
Roger's patient.
Dude, it's easy.
I'm like you, Justin. It's tougher than you think.
It is not. All you have to do is get a skill. Safety
it's
pin.
It's a skill.
And you scoot.
I'm telling you.
Now, listen.
Maybe.
It's better. Listen, I don't know how to do anything else, so I can do that. But I would like to say
glasses.
That of all the people that I know in my family, I'm the only one that can play a ukulele. Boom in your face!
Roger's been playing the ukulele, Justin.
You're done right.
Can you really?
He's getting back.
I didn't know that.
He's been YouTube. You've
been taking lessons, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What's the song you're up to now?
Let It Be.
Let It Be.
It's a good
slow song.
It doesn't matter what it is. It's still a song that you have to learn the chords.
Yeah. Is that your first song?
No,
You Are My Sunshine is the first song.
You can play it.
I can play it on a ukulele.
And you're going to the Keys. That's a pretty nice place to playing a ukulele.
That's exactly right. What's the big song with the ukulele?
Boom.
The big heavy guy from Hawaii?
Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
What was his name?
Israel something.
He's dead
now. Like I said, talk to my friend, Larry Stone, and informed me that the Beatles and John Lennon wrote quite a few of their songs off the ukulele, and that's why Let It Be sounds just like it.
Justin, I see another.
Well, my problem is that if anybody plays ukulele, I cannot get my fingers to do the D, and I don't say D's, D. It's just, it's on string 4-3
ain't
two.
Ain't ukulele open tuning? Which
yeah,
is totally
yeah, Roger,
different than...
is it open tuning?
I don't know what that means.
No, I'm just...
What are you talking about?
Okay, never mind.
I don't
mind.
Know what that means.
Yeah, it's tuned differently than a guitar. Is kind
oh,
of
yeah, well, yeah, because the tuner that I have will let you tune four or five different instruments. Yeah.
You know what I see coming? I can see another Justin Moore, Roger Scott appearance.
Well, no.
This time with
next
Roger.
Next up is him and Christian.
Roger playing the... Well, Christian can come up too, but you're playing the ukulele on
well,
stage.
Well, I'm going to be playing the ukulele at... your funeral.
Here's another
well, around Christmas we need to be playing it Milikalikimaka
if I can figure
thing
out
to say.
That's up until I can figure out how to do D. It's gonna be tough for him. Can't get my finger.
Here's one, another one. This guy, things that people can do that are just unique. I have a very good eye for color. I can tell the difference between two shades that most people wouldn't notice. Another one is direction. That you know, you're really able to tell. I feel like I'm pretty good at.
No, you're one
east,
of the best.
Northwest, like I know.
Yeah, you're so good at it that you love to torment people. Going, no, is that south or north? I don't know. I'm going left. That's what I'm.
What
telling
about
you.
So, Justin? Is there anything that you do besides music that's that you know? Hey, I do that. Another one. I'll give you another example. I can look at a painting or look at something on the wall, and if it is just barely a centimeter off. Yeah. I can see it. I said that. I can say that's off. Mm-hmm. And then people go, no, it's not. I said, you go look at it. If you measure it, it needs to be straightened up. That's just a freaky thing. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So what about you, Justin? Anything,
yeah.
Anything that you do well?
Hear things? Pretty much talentless outside being able to play music.
I don't believe
that. I'm fairly worthless.
I don't believe that.
I don't even have music.
Christian, you got anything?
I don't know. Probably cooking.
Okay.
That usually surprises people. And I don't know if it would surprise people. Writing, you know, for example, I wrote all of Kate's college papers for.
Whoa.
Enjoy writing.
Yeah.
You put
Kate through school.
Well, you ask her.
Where'd she
have to call in.
Wow. Is that true, Kate?
She went to Nichols in Thibodaux.
Yeah, we know where that's at.
But she would call me and be like, it's got to say this, and I would tell her how to say.
You're a good writer.
But I know it.
You're a good writer.
Yeah, which usually is not surprising to people because it's kind of my job. So,
you know.
But, for example, when I was in rehab, you don't have computers. You don't type anything. You literally write everything.
Yeah, I got you.
And each step, which Roger knows this better than me, but each step, you got to write pages and pages of stuff. And so everybody's like, man, it's like you do this for a living. I go, well, I do. Kind of. I mean, I better be okay at it.
Right.
Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
What was the best essay that you wrote, Justin Moore?
Oh, gosh. In rehab?
No. I'm talking about for Kate.
Oh, gosh. I don't even remember. Kate, call
here,
in.
No, here
if
it
you
is.
Remember.
Here it is. She says, I hate English composition. And I hate writing papers. I know what I want to say, but I can't put it into words. He usually he uses really big words and sounds really smart when he does it. I will tell you this.
It's like when do you guys? I know other guys like this. Maybe y'all understand what I'm saying, and I'd be curious to know if y'all had this. Like when you get into a fight with your significant other, like a quarrel. Like, do you use words? Do you get more intelligent as you get heated?
Is that what you do?
I do, and I use words properly that I would never even remember that I knew them
That's interesting.
Meant. And my longtime manager was the same way. And Kate will look at me and she'll go, that's not fair. I go, what's not fair? That I speak proper English?
Oh,
and
that's
she goes, no, you know what you're doing. You're trying to make me feel stupid. I'm like, I don't know. Get an encyclopedia.
Wow. That is like Bill Vickery's line, Rog.
The Josh Creek.
I mean, I just turn into a smartass. I'm not already one. So you, but I don't know. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about.
Your gift is when you.
I don't get in arguments. Really.
When you argue, you try to. Well, be
that's
smarter.
The best idea, Christian.
Yeah, but that's your thing. When you argue. You try to use
Kata, test. Tell him what I'm talking about. That I'm not lying.
Says it drives me. Let's see. He argues the same way. He uses words he's never used before, and he uses perfect grammar, and it drives me crazy. I think that's interesting that we're learning the argument style of Kate and Justin.
So would you say you win these arguments? Yeah.
Well, no, I didn't say that. I don't think anybody wins.
She said, Kate says, when I argue, I become dumber and he becomes smarter. I love that. Somebody said, Justin is a gaslighter. Is that what that is?
I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
Well, it just means that you like to make it. You like to turn up the argument. By the words
you're saying things that you know makes the other person upset.
Yeah, she goes, I get
pleasure.
Well,
yeah, don't everybody do that when they fight? I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But
Roger, do you
know? Here's the problem. I'm incredibly, as you guys know, competitive. And I want to win at everything, even if it's a little fight with my wife. Yeah. It's not a great quality.
Roger, when you fight with us, Samantha.
Uh-huh. Don't do it if you're listening.
What is your style with Samantha?
I start reading out Bible verses.
No, you do have when you tell me y'all get in fight, there's a, I don't know what you do. It seems like you've told me about y'all's fights.
I cuss more.
You cuss more?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I use all of them.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You're not real proud of that.
Am I proud of it?
Yeah, you're not real proud of that.
Well, I enunciate them well.
If
I can use them in a sentence. I mean, they're used because sometimes I can use the same word as a verb and a noun.
She says, so I didn't know that was your argument. I get mad too. Not good. It's not a good trait.
What do you do?
I don't know. Mm. I probably.
What do you do?
You probably get mad. Just get louder, probably. JM could cook the mess out of a ribeye, that's for sure. That's a good talent. Like a pro chef would tell you. You just eat it. By the way, Roger,
just burn it to a crisp. Roger, if you have people over,
should we give Justin Moore another shot
at
the steak? You know,
I've got a method now where if I'm cooking a ton of different, you know what I mean?
Yes,
like,
yes.
It's hard to cook like 10 steaks at the same time.
Okay.
But I totally screwed up. So now I just get the whole big piece of meat and cut it after I cook it.
Okay. That's cool.
But there's a lot of people.
Again, somebody brought it up. I was with somebody somewhere in the last 3 or 4 months and they were laughing about we went through all that and how disappointed you were to not be able to get
Look, I want everybody out there listening to know that we did that just as a kind of to be continued thing. I'm gonna, you know, go off the rails, go to rehab, come back and cook the crap out of the steak for these guys.
I like it. Very nice.
Clearly, I'm making a joke.
Someone says here, I'm just the opposite of Justin. I have the vocabulary of a caveman.
Well, 99% of the time, so do I. That's what's ironic about it.
Here's one that says, I have a friend that is great with the cell phone. Talk about hidden talents. I swear she could guide the space shuttle with her cell phone. She's also good multitasking, talking to her on the phone and asking her a question. Before I've got the whole question, she's already Googled it and got the answer.
Yeah.
I like people who are efficient that way. Who can?
I'm terrible.
Discover solutions.
I don't argue very much. I get a little heated.
Well, you've told me you've had some epic. But then the way she puts you down is she's like, I'm going to pray for you. We're going to pray, Josh. We're going
to pray. So like yesterday, I come home. I go to Sam's, and I come home, and I put a box. I get one of those boxes at Sam's to put a couple of the product in that you put in your car. And in my analnicity, I thought about, I don't want to take this box home.
Analnicity.
Because I don't like clutter. Because I'm anal. So I don't like clutter. So I'm thinking, but knowing my trash people, they do not show up on Mondays until late at night.
Right.
But as soon as I take this box, watch them have already come to my house, which is once in a blue moon. Do they ever come before 6 p.m. on Monday? So I get the box, And I go home, and I notice that the trash can is askew.
Yeah.
You know, and I go, so two things have happened. Either Samantha's gone, and she hid it on the way out, or the trash folks have come and picked it up. Of course, she hadn't left, so it was the trash folks that came and picked it up. And I have this box, and I'm cussing myself, going, son of a... You know, because now I've got this, and that's where my OCD kicks in. And she goes, I want to pray for you right now. And I go, let me be mad at myself. Let me be mad at myself for this. Let me have this issue. Not everything can be fixed. I want to pray for that, too. And that's when she just said, I'll see you when I get back.
Again, I think, too, our significant others sort of know how to deal with us.
Well,
you know? Yeah. Mine wants to go clear and give me shock therapy.
What, Christian?
Yeah, if you know me at all, you know I'm really chill. I'm sure, I don't know if anybody here has ever seen me actually get mad. I can't tell you the last time I actually got mad about
something. Yeah, you're chill.
So I don't really argue with anybody. I don't care to argue with people.
Well, that's good. I think argument is, I mean, sometimes it happens, but yeah, you like to avoid
it's
it.
It's a good quality.
Yeah,
it's
that a is a good quality.
Sometimes I think good. You need to argue with people.
Somebody you know, says
just,
here.
Just to get it out.
Our Middleton Eat Nair text.
That's me. That's a bad quality.
No. Middleton Eat Nair text line. How many of Justin's papers he wrote in rehab mentioned Razorback football?
Hey, one of the steps I did, I think I might have mentioned it.
Yeah,
it
was, Kate said that.
Triggers.
Yeah.
Triggers.
Oh, my that gosh, was, the trigger.
I said one of them was Razorback football.
Oh,
I wasn't even
gosh.
Lying. I wrote that down.
Yeah, it's because Kate said, JM, tell them how many pages you wrote when you did your steps. So you did a lot of writing in rehab.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think it was step one where they go, you basically have to give your whole history of whatever affliction you have.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, this is going to be like a book.
Right.
you know, and I think I wrote, you know, some guys wrote 2 pages, some guys wrote 10. I think I wrote 22, 23 pages.
Wow. How about that?
Wow. I get a story pops in. It's like when I write songs, a story just pops in my head and I got to write the whole thing.
Yeah, I got you.
You know what I mean?
I
don't know.
That's okay. Listen,
it's probably my OCD.
It works.
More than anything.
That what you wanted? I mean.
Yeah, I guess.
My mother says, Roger said, when you get mad, talking about me, you get very loud. I get quiet. Only way to win an argument with you, even with your mother. Now, listen, only because my mother will push my buttons. My mother pushes my buttons.
Mama B, send me those buttons. Text me the top 10 buttons.
Yeah, no joke.
Hey, shout out to a fellow that I met at the gym, Jared Piker. Jared Piker is a listener of our show. Came up to me at 10 Fitness over the weekend, and very kind words, Jared. Thanks for listening, Jared Piker.
And on the way out of Hot Springs in Oakland yesterday, I stopped by the Waffle House that's right beside Oakland to get something to go, and while I was in there, the cook, who is also the manager, had to confront this guy who was just high on meth or something with his pregnant girlfriend. She had to walk out from around the grill, get up to him, and said, "You're going to have to go." And I was getting ready to have to get up. I thought, if this guy touches her, I'm getting ready to get up. And because he got right in her face, she just stood there. Her name is Riley. So Riley, the manager at the Waffle House next to Oakland, well done. And she stayed calm, and they called the cops, and dude was trouble. But she goes, yeah, we get some of those coming here. They're messed up. They have mental health issues, or they're high on drugs. And so anyway, I was really impressed with her handling that situation. So
wow,
yeah, very very good job there,
very
Riley.
Good. I think more people should be able to carry a taser.
All right, when we come back, we'll visit.
Give him some Zeus juice.
With Chuck Gatlin, we'll play a little Family Feud, so don't go away, 8:30.
Voice of Conway presents Craig O'Neill each week when he joins Roger, Baz, and Justin on Morning Mayhem. Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
This is SportsCenter.
The Arkansas Basketball Conference schedule was released yesterday. Conference play will open up with Missouri on January 2nd. Their first road game will be at South Carolina on either the 5th or the 6th. Going through the presumed marquee matchups, Alabama will come to Fayetteville on January 9th, and they'll make the return trip to Tuscaloosa on February 13th. Arkansas will go to Tennessee on January 16th. Their only matchup against Texas will be on the road on January 23rd. Their lone matchup against Kentucky will be on the road on February 20th. They get Florida at home on February 27th, and they close SEC play against Oklahoma on March 6th. And in minor league baseball, the Arkansas Travelers will face the Midland Rockhounds tonight at 6:30. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
New Benihana promotion. Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Sunny this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon, and a high of 104. And heat index values 110 or higher. So still another extremely hot and dangerously hot day. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm with a low of 80. Tomorrow, 30% chance of rain and a high of 95. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Your dream wedding starts right here. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette Wedding Show returns Sunday, August 23rd to the Statehouse Convention Center in Little Rock. Discover Arkansas's best wedding vendors, meet local experts, see the latest fashions, and find inspo for every detail of your big day, all in one place. With more than 50 exhibitors, amazing giveaways, and everything you need to plan your perfect wedding. This is a hometown tradition you don't want to miss. Sponsored in part by Dillard's and Crown Entertainment. Get your tickets today at ArkansasBridalCommunity.com.
Hey, it's David Bowser with Morning Mayhem for my friends at Baptist Health. We spend a lot of time on the bus talking about heart. Who's got it? Who's playing with it? But let's talk about your heart. In Arkansas, we face some of the highest cardiac risks in the country. That's why I trust the Baptist Health Heart Institute. From the specialists at Arkansas Cardiology to the state's most comprehensive transplant program, they're heavy hitters in heart care. But you don't have to wait for a crisis to see them. By doing the small stuff, putting in the work, with good nutrition and annual checkup, with your primary care physician, you build the fundamentals and can head off big problems later. Baptist Health doesn't just treat symptoms. They care for the whole person, body, mind, and soul. Whether it's a personalized nutrition plan to get your weight back on track or just a routine check-in with a Baptist Health doctor who truly listens, they're the teammate you need. Living well is a choice you make every day. Make Baptist Health part of that choice. Go to Baptist-Health.com to find a doctor or a clinic near you. Take it from me, your future self will thank you. Baptist Health, for you for life.
Every week, tens of thousands of public school students nationwide attend free LifeWise Bible classes during school hours. This opportunity is now available to students at select schools in Benton, Bryant, Bauxite, Greenbrier, and Academics Plus. Enrollment is open for LifeWise Academy. With parent permission, students attend off-campus classes 1 hour per week to receive Bible-based character education as part of their school day. To learn more or enroll, find your school at LifeWise.org. LifeWise.org.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting SaracenResort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Pat Bradley joins Morning Mayhem each week presented by Bath Fitters. Get the tub or shower you deserve with no gimmicks, just real savings. Check them out at BathFitterLittleRock.com.
I want you to listen to me.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
All right, little Elvis there, little guitar man. It's the song that Elvis mentions, Panama City. It is 8:34. Chuck Gatlin in studio with us.
What's going on?
Snapping his fingers. Been a we have a song request from Kate Moore for Justin and Roger. Roger's going to change the lyrics to Ukulele Man.
Yeah, it's a,
here we go.
Run out of money and look.
Let's hear Panama City.
So I bought me a four on an overloaded post.
Here we go.
City started picking out some of them all-night bars.
And Chuck, what does Panama City, what connection does Panama City and Justin and Kate have?
Do they have a beach house down there or something?
Good guess. They do have one down the road, but no. Something happened when they were younger together in Panama City.
Is that where he proposed?
It's where they first met. Panama City, Florida. Who knew, Justin? Who knew that all these years
well,
later...
Well, not Chuck. He hasn't listened to this show in the last 5 years.
Who knew, so. In Panama City, you'd meet your future wife and then be doing a radio show with a guy from Panama City.
Yeah, 30, how about that, man?
20 years, 25 years later.
Crazy.
What song, Roger?
But good.
Yeah, it is good. That's right. What song? Do we have a Kate request for you and Justin singing?
What is it, Roger? I don't know what it is.
You know what it is, Justin? Take a look at that. Let's go ahead and welcome in Chuck.
It's a Mark Broussard song. I don't know which one.
Oh, that song?
If Justin Moore is the Michael Jordan of Family Feud, then this man is the Scottie Pippen. He's the most famous Arkansas State alum that works at the Buzz. He's the best promotions director in the greater Little Rock area. Brought to you by...
Look at that.
Yeah, we got a new sponsor next week. Starting.
Hey, you know, speaking of Elvis, you know, there's a big Elvis festival coming up.
Roger and I have seen it. Yeah, right. It looks like a big deal.
It's like a big deal.
Yeah. You've seen it. Remember, Roger?
Yeah, been waiting on this one.
Yeah, they did. It's like a year in advance. Yeah, it has been. Yes. Yeah.
Seems like they did one last. Did they do one last?
No, this is a big one. This is a biggie. Okay. What's going on, Chucky?
Oh, man. So, big news.
Yes.
Trey Schaap is heading to the Bahamas.
Boy, howdy.
Yeah, covering the Razorback basketball team. They're competing in the Bahamar Summer League.
Chuck, everybody's going to the beach. We didn't make the cut. I don't know.
One day, Justin, they'll take us.
Yeah.
They're going to play four games over 5 days, and it's brought to you by Bet Saracen, UAMS Health, Genwell Financial Advisors, and the University of Arkansas System.
First game is Friday night at 6. I think, Roger, when we're back, I don't know about the weekend, but when we're back on Monday, I think there's a game at 11 a.m.
Sounds right. There's a Monday game.
Yeah. So now here's the deal. Those games aren't being broadcast by radio, so we're not carrying them on the Buzz. The only way you can get them is watching Flow Sports, getting whatever the subscription is. Yeah. And then Trey will have sound, you know, from he's there in the locker room post game and all that.
Hey, Flow Sports, hashtag kiss my grits. You have to be old to know exactly what I'm talking about.
What else you got there, Chuck?
So, Travs are on the road this week playing Midland. The Zone is going to be out tomorrow for UCA Football Media Day.
Is it fair to Midland?
Fair to Midland.
Good Lord.
What day are they doing that?
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
Wednesday.
Okay. Wow, Media Day tomorrow for UCA. Okay.
For UCA. And then Friday, we got the Zone. It was going to be at the Pine Bluff Four Ball Tournament. Oh, and just in.
Yeah.
RJ's going to be sitting in for you guys.
Yeah, RJ and Christian are going to Frank Fletcher on Friday.
Christian's going too?
Yeah, I think so.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
How about that?
That's awesome. Who's going to be back here?
I think Todd is. Yeah.
All right, good deal. And then Out of Bounds at the Spa City Classic Pickleball Tournament in Hot Springs.
Yeah, that's a big pickleball tournament. It's not the best of the best that we do at the Little Rock Athletic Club, but that's a big one. That's a big one. They got a lot of people playing.
Shane's big.
Roger, are you still doing the pickleball with
We are. It's just that they have the River. What's the name of that place? Riverside? What's the name of that place out there in Benton?
The River Center?
River Center, yeah.
And Bryant?
Yeah, and Bryant. We were going there on Wednesday nights, but for some reason, I think I'm getting too good. They have not put out an extra net for people like Samantha and I while they're out there doing a new class for beginners. Well, so I've missed it the last couple of weeks.
Justin, I don't know if you've noticed, there's something going on with Roger. Mm-hmm. New hair.
Yeah.
Pickleball.
Yep.
Ukulele.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know,
he's a renaissance man.
You want to see the extension. And the other thing is with the new hair, and because of some of the pills I've been taking, I've been growing titties.
Oh, whoa. Yeah,
I'm just,
whoa.
Wow.
Excuse me, out there.
I'm not happy with it. Well, wow. Excuse me, breasts.
Holy cow.
Breasts.
Golly.
Well, we all have them.
Whoa.
Women aren't the only one that have them. So I've been taking the medication. So for the last week.
I've had a B cup for years.
I'm telling you. So here's the thing. And I work out, not
Mark
work
the
out.
Tape, Christian.
I work out hard. You hear what I said? I work out hard.
Yes.
And mark
that as well.
Then the medication that I've been taking. Now, it's a medication that you can take from Dr. Petrus and et al. for healthy hair growth. Doesn't have to do with a doesn't have to do with transplant or anything like that. This is just to promote healthy hair. Well, to find out that it was zapping me of what's the thing that guys have? Testosterone.
Testosterone.
Exactly. And giving me more estrogen. So, yeah. So I've been getting some. Now I'm shopping at Claire's. I'm shopping at Claire's now. I don't know what the hell's going on.
I can't tell.
I know you can't.
Eyes up here, buddy. Eyes up here.
Please, eyes up here. I spend a lot more time at Kohl's now. I don't know why. But, yeah, that's what. So I'm off of it. I'm off the pills.
What are we what are we playing for? And
the hell's going on?
The breast reduction.
It's what I'd like to have.
What do we got? Somebody said, it's Meredith said moobs. They call them moobs?
But listen, I'm shaving.
You don't have man boobs.
You don't have that.
Oh, my gosh. They're a little bit more than I. Listen, normally, and I'm sitting there going, wait a minute. Now, see, you don't have them because you always worked out. So at your young age, you had them. Now,
I'm just fat now.
You may be. But I never had them to begin with. And now that I'm muscular, it may be. But I'm just saying, that's what they would be. It would not be because of he's not worked out doing that as much. So now I'm looking to get maybe a breast reduction if I could.
What are we playing for here?
I've got Led Zeppelin, an evening with Led Zeppelin. Jason Bonham Experience at Oakland.
So what does that exactly mean? So it's
John Bonham's kid.
It's his kid. That's what I wonder who he was.
Jason Bonham's the drummer.
They rock.
Okay.
You're gonna think it's Led Zeppelin.
Two tickets for that. What's it? Do you have the date on that?
August 28th.
Okay, two tickets for that. 661-1037.
And I'll even throw in a meet and greet Southern Frame for Saturday night at Fairfield Bank.
No trivia this week at the Mainline Sports Bar because I'll be out of town.
That's right, you're out of town.
It'll be charitable work that I will be doing. But next week, I want to do a meet and greet before trivia next week.
Yeah. It's time for everyone's favorite game, Family Feud. Sponsored by Southern Bank. Visit bankwithsouthern.com to take advantage of their great deposit rates and outstanding loan service. Now, let's play the feud.
Yeah. We got us a good one.
My phone lines are lit up. Ba-da-ba, ba-da-ba.
Ba-da-ba. Hoopa! Hoopa! He can't go down with three barrels. Not with three barrels, he can't. All right, Hooper, are you ready to play the feud?
Let's do it.
All right, everybody else, hang on the line, because if Hooper doesn't get it, we'll come back and we'll come to you. Here's what's going to happen, Hooper. You're going to be going up against David Basil and Christian Weaver. Your teammates include Justin Moore, who's never lost, Chuck Gatlin, who has not lost in this year.
In a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. And you. You're the king. You're the leader of this team. So what you say goes. You're going to need to use your buzzer really only on this very first question. Your name is your buzzer. Listen to Justin Moore's buzzer.
Justin!
Listen to Chuck Gatlin's buzzer.
Chuck!
You hear that? Let me hear your buzzer, Hooper.
Hooper.
Oh, I like it. And I like it a lot. Here we go. Last week, before I left Mainline Sports Bar, I asked 100 people to give me the top five answers to this question. What can you have layers of?
David? Clothing.
Would you guys give me the... Let me get a
right here.
You said clothing?
Clothing
is your answer?
Clothing.
Number one on the board is clothing.
Boom.
Number one. Out of 100 people... 36 said it. So, you want to pass, you want to play?
Hooper?
Earn this. Earn this.
I love it. You know what? I need to get that, Christian. We need to get the earn this from Tom Hanks from Saving Private Ryan.
He dies on the bridge. Is that when he says it?
Yeah, but you know what? But he'll live on forever.
Yes. Okay. All right, here we go.
You know what? Because then you look at it and you go, tell me I've been a good man. All right, here we go. You're the leader of this team. Name me the other four answers. If you get them all in a row, you'll get an extra prize from the prize closet of Chuck Gatlin's desk. What can you have layers of, boys?
All right, go ahead.
Layers of.
That's tough.
Skin? Layers of skin.
I like that.
You like layers of skin? Number two on the board is skin.
Layers of skin.
20 feet. Nice. You got the epidermis. You got three layers of skin.
That's a good one. Good job. That's thinking outside the box.
That's exactly right. He's always thinking outside the box. Three answers remain. 20 people said skin. 17 said the third answer. 14 said the fourth answer. And 5 people said the fifth answer.
Well, speaking of boobs, would fat be the same as skin?
Would fat be the same? You've got layers of fat. I've heard that term. What do you say, Hooper?
Yeah, I mean...
Number four on the board! There it is, number four on the board.
All right.
You're in the running. 3 strikes still remain. You're out of the running for the extra prize. 14 people said layers of fat. 17 people said the third answer. 5 people said the fifth answer. 3 strikes still remain in your favor. Name something you can have layers of. Sorry to end that question with a preposition. Number 5 on the board.
Look at that. Number 5 on the board.
Layers of hair?
You have layers of hair.
My daughter just got her hair layered.
Very good.
That's one answer remains.
Three answers, 3 strikes still available. You have, if you want to, you can play games and give some really off-the-wall and crude answers, if you'd like, and still be in the game. Name something that you may have layers of.
Hooper, what are you thinking?
Hooper!
What do we think about food? Like a cake or a dish?
Cake is the answer. It's over. You've got them all, Hooper. On top of the prize that you'll be getting, you can also pick up the score sheet that I just had. Go to Hobby Lobby, get you a shadow box, and put it in.
I appreciate you guys.
Hold on.
Good job, Hooper.
Christian get all your information, man. Hooper.
That is so weird that y'all are doing that, because as soon as I heard that name, I'm over here silently going, get to the Hooper. I don't know why.
You're going to get to the chopper.
I went Burt Reynolds. Wasn't that the stuntman?
Was the name of the movie, but Richard Dreyfuss' character in Jaws. Hooper!
Get it on the line!
Hooper!
That's it. It's also, by the way, speaking of that, it's National Shark Week. I was getting my hair cut last night, sports clip, at like 7:30, and it was it had the sharks on. It's like, people who dive the sharks, it's like, man.
My crew did it one time when we went and played in Hawaii, and I'm like, they're like, you going? I go, no. Why would I do that?
I guess it depends if you know.
I barely swim in the pool.
Yeah, exactly. if you don't know, if they're shark that you know that are okay, but.
You could show me the actual footage that they have of the future of me getting in that cage on the boat. Putting me in the water, showing that the great whites coming closer to the thing. Nothing ever happens. I am unscathed, no scars, nothing happens. They pull me back up. I get out of that cage. We go have a wonderful dinner. Nothing ever happened. I still ain't getting in that cage.
Let me ask this. We go to break.
They show me with poop in my swim trunks.
I had the debate last night. Which would you rather be attacked by, a shark or a gator?
Wow.
I would rather be attacked.
Neither.
If I had to pick one, I'd rather be attacked by a shark. I feel like I could.
I agree.
Fight out of the, because the gator's going to
drag that death roll.
You
can grab the gator's mouth. You know, because
go to the eyes in any of them. Go to the eyes. You gouge their eyes out. But you're not thinking that because you're thinking, I'm getting eaten by a shark or a gator. What were you saying, Justin? What'd you say?
You were trying to survive. I was just saying a shark would probably kill me quicker.
Exactly. I can't imagine. I don't want to poke his eyes out because then I don't want to live torso-less.
Well, you heard the guy down, what was it, a famous resort in like Mexico or something. They're out there. They didn't know there were saltwater crocodiles. It bites him and drags him off, kills him.
Oh my God.
You didn't tell me there were crocodiles on the beach.
No,
I'm not getting in the water.
Let's get a hold of the Keys News. news.
Am I wrong, or aren't crocodiles saltwater and alligators freshwater? Yeah, sometimes
Sometimes you have some crocs that show
never
up
heard
in
of
fresh,
ocean.
But yeah, generally that's right.
It's never been
crazy.
Ocean crocs.
It's not the norm, but you see them in there. It's scary looking.
Oh, no, it's terrible.
Chuck, thank you, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Charles.
Don't go away. 8:50.
Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing with the grandkids, golfing, fishing, hiking, or just getting through the day without hurting. That's why so many people are turning to QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in regenerative treatments, and they help people find lasting relief from chronic joint pain with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Best part, QC Kinetics is right here in Little Rock, and they're offering free pain evaluations right now. Just call 501-393-1159. You'll meet with a medical professional, learn what's causing your pain, and see if their natural regenerative treatments could help you feel like yourself again. But don't wait too long. Appointments are filling up fast this summer. Call QC Kinetics now at 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Instant fun every day? That's a win. The chance at a life-changing jackpot? Win. Creating scholarships for Arkansas students? That's the biggest win of all. When you play the lottery, it's a win-win-win for Arkansas. So far, the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has raised over $1.5 billion to fund more than 822,000 scholarships. Keep playing and win-win-winning, Arkansas. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
Hey, your roof called. It's tired of leaking, missing shingles, and judging you silently. Call Oltman's Roofing, Central Arkansas Roof Superheroes. We do inspections, repairs, full replacements, and yes, we'll wrestle your insurance companies. Free estimates, top quality materials, 5-year labor warranty. Basically, your roof gets a spa day. You get bragging rights. Don't wait. Call Oltman's Roofing, 501-687-7663, or visit oltmansroofing.com. Oltman's Roofing, we got you covered.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
ZipRecruiter.
This July is America's 250th birthday, y'all, and Low T Center is celebrating 250 years of freedom with a 250 for 250 deal. All month long, all the guys out there who start testosterone therapy and stay with it for 90 days, we're going to put $250 back in your pocket. Low T Center's raising the T of American patriots from sea to shining sea. Come celebrate 250 years of America with Low T Center's 250 for 250 deal, because bringing back the energy and vitality of your youth is worth celebrating. Go to fixmylowt.com right now to book a free T test. That's fixmylowt.com.
Let's face it, getting old isn't fun, but at Edwards Food Giant, aging isn't a bad thing. Introducing dry aged beef from Edwards, where their expert butchers will let whole cuts of certified Angus beef age for 28 days in their cooler as temperature and humidity are controlled to create the perfect environment for aging. The result is a steak that is tender, flavorful, and unlike any steak you've ever had. Bring the flavor of a 5-star steakhouse to your dinner table with dry-aged beef from Edwards. Available at their new store in North Little Rock and coming soon to an Edwards Food Giant near you.
Listen each Friday during Drive Time Sports for the Basketball Insider in Arkansas. It's Bart Reed, made possible by Martin Orthopedics. Locations in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Cabot, and Hot Springs Village. Staffed with fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists. For more information on the web, go to martinortho.care.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
All right, got a short segment here at 8:55. Come up here in a few minutes. We'll visit with Ron Humphrey of Middleton Heat and Air, the sponsor of our text line that we get so many of your messages from. I'm sure they're working overtime with this heat. I sent both Christian and Justin the roster of Razorback basketball players. Justin, did you get that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, so
just now that you said that.
Yeah, at some point I'm going to have you guys just sort of quickly run through these things. I don't know all the pronunciations of some of these more weird names, but it's basically a new team. Now, again, if you just heard that Razorbacks will be playing, I think 6 o'clock Friday night will be the first game. And what do they call it? The Bahamar,
I believe.
Something. Anyway, tournament. It's a summer league, right? It's the Bahamas Summer League. And I'm glad to hear that the competition is going to be pretty good. I'm glad to hear that at least it'll be some good competition.
Well, that's one game.
Oh, yeah.
And like Chris said, those NBA guys will probably not be there. Yeah.
Who was there besides them? Who are the other teams?
It's like University of Calgary or something. I mean, they're not high-level opponents, I don't believe.
You know, I didn't realize that Murnin, is it Mika? Mika Murnin?
Yep.
How about that, Roger? Mika Murnin.
You got it.
He's actually listed in the guide at 7 foot.
Yeah.
7 foot. He's out there shooting threes. I mean, that's the nature of European players now. I mean, they're all going to shoot the threes. Doesn't matter how tall they are. I'm looking at it, and I see three guys over 7 foot. Again, here's the thing I will say this. Didn't we have a 7-footer last year that never played that was a foreigner? I think we did.
Elmer.
So just because Elmer you're Jockey 7 foot doesn't mean you're a good basketball player.
No, it doesn't.
But hopefully the ones he's gotten, the Cal's gotten, are all contributors and but it does look tall, man. I mean, we've had some smaller teams, even with Muss. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember a few years ago. They're really good teams, but just not big teams. These boys get off the bus and it's like, wow. And I think that's what some of the media who were there yesterday sort of noticed. Like, wow, this is a...
Yeah, we haven't had a great, like, dominating big.
No, that's a great point. Who was the last one? Who was the last one?
I don't know if Gafford was dominant, but he was good.
He's the last big. 6'10". Is that what he was? 6'10"?
6'11"?
6'11". Yes. Yeah, he is. That's the last big man. That's it. He's the last one. And Bobby Portis?
Portis, but he was more of a stretch four, really.
Four.
Wouldn't you agree,
Moses
Christian?
Kingsley was solid. He wasn't amazing.
Who?
Moses Kingsley. He was a solid player.
I don't even remember Moses Kingsley.
Oh, yeah. He won SEC Player of the Year, I think.
Yeah. I don't even remember what he looks like.
Moses
I
have to go. Moody.
He was the year before.
Moses Malone and Moses.
All right. Did you figure out the song that Kate wants you and Justin to sing?
Uh-uh.
She goes, come on, if y'all read my
text. No, and we ain't trying. Shut up and go to work.
Whoa. You come up and slap you upside the head before she gets out of there.
Step nine.
Step nine. She knows better.
All right. Don't go away. 9 o'clock.
Around here, reputation matters. That's why homeowners and business owners turn to the professionals at Serta Pro Painters for their painting projects. From detailed residential painting to professionally managed commercial projects, our crews deliver craftsmanship that protects your investment and enhances curb appeal. Spring weather won't last forever, and neither will the open slots on the schedule. If painting is on your list this year, now's the time. Call Serta Pro Painters or visit SertaPro.com and reserve your spring.